Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
I'm taking a break from shoveling out after yet another snowstorm and thought I would use the time to share some thoughts that occurred to me during this storm. When I first let the dogs out in the wee hour of the morning, the first thing I noticed was that there didn't seem to be much snow. But I wasn't deluded by that. I knew there had been at least 5 inches of snow before it changed to rain yesterday, and then there had been more snow after that before it changed to rain again. Even though it didn't look like more than 3 inches of snow, I knew I was probably dealing with more than that. So I took my shovel and lightly bounced it on the surface of the snow, and sure enough, it bounced back. And the reason it did was because of the thick coating of ice that covered the now very compressed cement-like snow below. Because I knew if I fractured that layer of ice, it could result in some sharp fragments that might injure the dogs, I decided not to clear anything. The layer of ice was so thick, I knew it could easily support the dog's weight. And so I just stood there outside, relishing the fact that both the rain and the snow appeared to have stopped, and let the dogs go out and do their thing. It wasn't very long before Ollie was back, and that sort of surprised me, because Ollie is a very intense eliminator. By that I mean that he wants to make sure that his urine and his stool go in exactly the perfect place. I'm not sure what defines a particular place as perfect. Is it some place where deer or moose or fisher cats or coyotes or foxes or some other animal has been? Or is it just what he considers his space? All I know is that finding this particular spot is a very important part of his daily routine. So when he came back so quickly, I was surprised. But I didn't think anything about it because, after all, the faster they come back in, the sooner I can go back into the house, and the warmer I'll be. But then later, shortly after I fed the dogs, he wanted to go out again. And the same thing happened. He was out for a short period of time, but soon he was back at the door and wanted to come in again. I immediately wondered if he might have diarrhea. I couldn't imagine why. I mean, nothing in his diet had changed, but who knows? So I picked him up and I looked at his bum and I didn't see any evidence of it there, and he was acting fine otherwise, so I put him back down on the floor again. One of the things I do as part of my own morning ritual is give the dogs about a third of their food in their dishes, and then I take the remaining two-thirds and divide it amongst a series of interactive toys. I do this to give them something to do, but I also do it to give me some peace while I'm doing my yoga. If I don't, Ollie will be there with his ball and want me to toss it for him, and Frick will be there with her fuzzy toy and want me to toss that for her, which, though it can be fun, doesn't result in the kind of meditative state one is supposed to achieve during such times. So I distributed the interactive toys as I usually do, and no sooner had Ollie started on one of his than he wanted to go out again. This time he stayed out longer. And then I realized what was going on. The layer of ice had destroyed all of his scent cues. The ice was too thick for him to smell his own scent, and most likely also the scent of any wild animals. And so he kept sliding down the sidewalk, trying to pick up a scent of Ollie, or a scent of something worth peeing on, or the ideal place to poop, and he couldn't find it. But by the third trip out, he had to go so badly that he just couldn't hold it anymore. When I went out to shovel, and I shoveled far enough down the walk that I could see just past the curve, there it was, dead in the center, a pile of poop. I know it was Ollie's. I know it because I know Frick would die rather than go there. She would hold it because she has faith in me and Mike the plow guy to clear the driveway. And that eventually she'll be able to go off to the edge somewhere, some delicate, dainty, feminine little place, and do her thing. But not Ollie. Ollie made it clear that if he couldn't find his spot, by golly, he'd claim the whole walk.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.